Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Man is affected not by events, but by the view that he takes of them. Epictetus. Human beings are creatures that love good stories. So stories are the things that we use to make sense of the world. They're the things that we use to give meaning to things. If we look at a lot of the old mythologies, such as the Greeks and the Romans, or even the Norse, we find that so many of their myths are about meaning of things or why things happen in the world. And human beings like to give meaning to things in their lives. It's part of what makes us human. I mean, we look at other people and we give meaning to the expressions on their faces. We are the ones who interpret that to mean something. We give meanings to the words that other people speak. We attribute thoughts and feelings to animals when we honestly have a very minimal idea of what they're possibly thinking. One of the core tenets of Stoicism is that events in and of themselves are simply neutral. They are neither good nor bad. They are just simply the things that happen. They have no other meaning besides what we give to them. Basically, things happen in life without a reason. And this is really hard for us as humans because we want to things to have a meaning. We want there to be a reason for why something happened. We crave reasons and we crave that why. We want to believe that the hard things we go through have an actual meaning for them. Otherwise, we feel like we've suffered for nothing. For example, say that you are struggling with something and you can look at it as a struggle and you can look at it as something that you're suffering through, or you can treat it as a challenge that's going to strengthen you and give you opportunities to learn new skills or opportunities to strengthen some skills that you already have. The thing is the event and what is happening didn't change at all. What changed is how you looked at it. You can look at it as a struggle, or you can look at it as a growing experience. It's the exact same event. Years ago, I heard a great parable for me that kind of illustrates this idea really well. So a farmer finds a wild horse out in his fields, and he's able to lasso it and bring it into his barn. And the neighbors hear about this, and they say, "Wow, you got a free horse. That's great. That's really good luck." And the farmer just kind of shrugs and says, good luck, bad luck, who knows? The next day, his son is out trying to work with the horse and tame it so that it's rideable or at least usable on the farm, and he gets thrown from the horse, and he ends up breaking his leg. And the neighbors hear about this, and they're like, "Oh, wow, your son broke his leg. That's really bad luck." And farmer kind of shrugs and says, "Yeah, good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Well, his son goes to the hospital, and while he's in the hospital, along comes some representatives from the emperor, and they are drafting people as conscripts to go fight in a foreign war. Well, because the son is in the hospital with a broken leg, obviously he can't go fight in a war, and so he's excused from duty. And the neighbors hear about this, they're like, "Yeah, that's great, you know, that's good luck for you." And he's like, "Yeah, good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Well, a couple of weeks later, the son comes home, and while he was in the hospital, he met a young woman, and they fell in love, and they are engaged to be married. And the neighbors hear about this, like, "Oh, your son's getting married. That's great luck." And he just kind of looks at him and goes, "Well, when it comes to marriage, you know, good luck, bad luck, who knows?" And I'm not using this to necessarily disparage marriage, but what I'm using this for is to show you that the events that happened didn't change at all. But how somebody viewed them was very, very different. So one event one day was considered good luck. The same event the next day was considered bad luck. Remember, the events and circumstances that happen in your lives are neither good nor bad. They are simply neutral. It's up to you to decide if you have bad luck or if you have good luck. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll down to the bottom of the front page and you can send me a message. And I'll do my best to answer your question based upon Stoic principles. Also, if you could do me a favor and leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or on Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And remember, amor fati, amor coffee. Love fate. Love coffee.